Pivot Point. Kaya Biz.
One of my favorite features here on the show every Thursday, Afropolitans, and you're just in time to join us for learning some critical lessons about Arnott OpCo. Now, if you have yet to hear of them, Arnott coal mine is essentially was sold back in 2019 and bought and raised and brought about in terms of new ownership and management under the consortium of Arnott OpCo. This comes on the back of the company, former company back then, actually retrenching a few workers who were associated with what was known as Arnott Mine under Exxaro, and then later the very same employees took over the ownership, management, and operations of the mine, thus bringing a sense of liberation, I guess, in terms of operational success too. I think this is quite important that we base this conversation on the back of this story as we speak to the leadership of Arnott OpCo, especially given the headlines that we continue to witness about ongoing job losses within various sectors of South Africa's society. To give us some details and to share her journey with us, we joined on the line by the Chief Executive Officer of Arnott OpCo, Bunke Aphane. Welcome to Kaya Biz, this is Bunke.
Thank you, Gugu. It's a pleasure to join you today.
Excited to actually speak to you and looking forward to more of the details that you can share with us. But I think for Afropolitans who aren't necessarily very familiar with your story, you are one person who's got years and great wealth in terms of experience in the mining fraternity. But a major transition took place a few years ago regarding your role and participation in Arnott OpCo. Maybe give us a brief background from there regarding the operations and what Arnott OpCo is about, essentially.
Okay, thanks, Gugu. So basically, to give you just a brief background of how Arnott OpCo was established. So back in 2015, the coal supply agreement between the previous owner, Exxaro, and Eskom had ended. And Eskom was not intending on extending the contract. So that resulted in the mine being forced to close, which resulted in about 1,200 people losing their jobs. So it was through this process that, you know, a group of eight people, including myself, we thought to ourselves that, you know, how about we go on a journey to reopen the mine, because the mine still has vast resource and reserves. It has good quality coal. It has good infrastructure. And we felt that it would be good for us to bring it back to life. So it took us about 4 years. To put together the transaction, you know, to convince Exxaro, to convince Eskom, get government DMRE to buy in, and also get a technical and a financial partner like Westcoal on board to make sure that we can use some of their experiences and key learnings in us reopening the mine. So basically, 4 years later, the transaction did come through. We took effective ownership of the mine in February 2019, and basically, it's been a year since we've been, you know, working at reestablishing the mine, because the mine had been in closure mode for the past 4 years. So a lot of infrastructure had dilapidated. So we've been doing a lot of work over the past year to resuscitate the infrastructure that had been dismantled in order for us to be ready to supply coal again in the second half of this year.
I understand that, as you say, it's just a matter of time before some of that coal makes it onto your conveyor belts. But as you say, reestablishing and resuscitating the mine has come with many challenges. Give us more insight, because I think for many of us, we think that, oh, well, you know, it's almost like restarting an old car. Just make sure that you warm up the engine for long enough and then you hit the road. But quite clearly, you had a lot more things to do in terms of getting operations to where they are at the moment.
Yeah, true, definitely. If I were to mention a few of our challenges, number one will be stakeholder engagement. You know, we have a complex ownership structure where you have employees as part of ownership and also a technical partner being Westcoal. So balancing, you know, the two relationships between the two shareholders, making sure that there's transparency in terms of how the mine is run, how we plan on reopening and operating the mine. There's also another complexity, which is the surrounding communities. Especially 2020 came with COVID. There were more job losses in the country. So people are becoming more and more desperate to find jobs and business opportunities. So with us being a startup company ourselves and having limited funds to resuscitate the mine, it's been very difficult to manage the expectations of the people in the communities because they expect things to happen very fast, and also to assure them that we are there to work together, that we are there to form a relationship that is sustainable, and we are not necessarily there just to make money and walk away. So the most challenging aspect about this project is being able to manage all the different stakeholders and getting support to make sure that the business itself is stable.
Sounds like you have a wonderful shared value model there in terms of integrating the community, green energy, and partnerships with all your additional stakeholders. I am so keen, Sis Bonke, to get your thoughts in terms of how this can be used as an example for other sectors, other employees, other entrepreneurs to transform and participate actively in the ownership of the sectors that they participate in. And I say this because you look at the recent headlines in terms of closures of retailers, the closures of transport companies, like the likes of Greyhound, Putco letting go of workers. The story about retrenchments goes on and on a daily basis in South Africa. Are there lessons in terms of your experience that are not, that you can share with us in terms of understanding how having employees participate in the ownership of an operation can actually reap greater success and increase rewards, not just for shareholders, but for all stakeholders?
For me, the biggest lesson was making everyone understand that we want the same thing. And, you know, although it's difficult to agree on certain matters, but what's the most important thing is that we all want the same thing. We all want this to work. And for me, transparency was the biggest component of making Arnold Opco work. For an example, if you look at our governance framework, I mean, being a private company, we didn't have to have a large corporate governance framework. But at Arnold Opco, we made sure that corporate governance becomes part of our DNA because of the structure that we have. We needed to build trust amongst us as the employees, believe in the dream, all of us as the employees, because that's what we eventually want, and be transparent enough in terms of what we are trying to do, what are our timelines, the projects that we're trying to do, and also getting input from the communities and the employees in terms of their expectations. And us trying on our side to meet them halfway as much as we can, but also making them understand that we cannot meet all their expectations given the constraints that we operate in. So if I were to give advice to any other employee group trying to embark on a journey similar as ours, there needs to be trust, there needs to be transparency, and also endurance. We worked on this for a very long time, and we had to encourage each other. We had to be there for each other and support each other, because it can become a long journey, especially given that, you know, the business environment in itself is not used to, you know, employees operating a company. So getting to convince business, getting to convince funders that this can actually work is a lot of work, and you need to put in the time and the effort.
Sounds like a journey of resilience that you've walked with your partners. Afropolitans, if you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Bonke Apane. She's the Chief Executive Officer of Arnott Opco, sharing some of her details in terms of a journey and pivotal lessons learned within the role of leadership at Arnott Opco, which we know is a new mining company, which was established in terms of being owned and operated by former employees of what was Arnott under Exxaro and after its unbundling a few years ago. I'm keen, Bunke, as well, to get a clearer understanding in terms of leadership. It clearly means that you've had to show up in a different caliber, especially in the last year, given the impact of COVID-19. And I'm keen to get your thoughts as to how the pandemic in its current form and the outcomes that it will have on the mining fraternity continue to shape the role of leadership, specifically within the space that you're in.
Bunke, apologies, Google. There was some background noise on your side. I think there's some technical issues. Can you repeat the question?
No problem at all. Hopefully the gremlins have gone away. I was saying, in terms of COVID-19, the pandemic has had a significant impact on business, the economy, and healthcare at large. How has that changed and shaped your view and experience of leadership within the mining fraternity?
On our side, what I've learned the most is that we had to quickly adapt to our new reality. And being a leader to an organization, you needed to show strength. You needed to show your employees that they can actually rely on you. So we had to quickly adapt to our new situation. And also operationally, it brought in a lot of challenges because there was all of a sudden more unemployment issues that we had to deal with and the expectations that came out of that. But significantly for us is we learned a new way of working. We are now more efficient in terms of how we do our day-to-day work. And also from a safety perspective, as a startup company, we did a lot to make sure that when the employees who have to come to work, who are doing care and maintenance underground, do feel safe. So we put in a lot of effort to make sure that we have safety precautions in place. And not only for our employees, but the communities at large. We donated food parcels to our communities and also PPE to the local clinic. So for us, you know, COVID-19 was more of we need to work together. We need to be more effective in terms of how we work on the day-to-day and also offer support not only to ourselves but to the community at large. Until this day, COVID-19 for us is continuous improvement. We still have meetings to see how can we improve more on safety and how can we become more effective in our work under the circumstances.
I'm tempted to ask you one more, and I will. We've seen the conclusion of the mining in Durban just yesterday, and we know very well that there's an ongoing focus on not only the safety of mine workers under COVID-19, but also mining in a more sustainable manner, which is environmentally friendly. And coal often falls short of that in terms of levels of criticism that are mentioned against it. Give us an understanding as to how, as Arnott OpCo, you're prioritizing mining sustainably and, of course, ensuring that environmental safety remains a top priority.
When we took over the mine last year, the mine was undergoing rehabilitation, and as Arnott OpCo, we decided to continue rehabilitating the old areas just as a contribution to the environment. So the environment is very important to us. We also want to embark on other sustainable initiatives such as farming. We're looking at partnering with local communities to develop that part of the business as part of sustainability.
But there are very few, so you can call SEDEC. They will be able to guide you and assist you. There are also some of my colleagues as well, other facilitators, that have reported facilitating WhatsApp groups as well. So we are actually exploring all means of technologies that is available to reach out to everyone. At some point, there was also the Facebook group, so the support groups, the facilitators, they're also exploring all the different avenues that are available out there. So taking hold of FedEx, they will be able to tell you which support group is available at what means, and you can check which is most convenient for you.
Thank you so much. Afropolitans, hope you enjoyed the show. Stay home, stay safe. I'll be back on Monday at 7 p.m.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.